From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
This summer, a family in my hometown of St. Helena marked the first anniversary of their son's death. Ryan, a fine, look-you-straight-in-the-eye 13-year-old, died last summer, struck down by lightning while hiking the John Muir Trail with his Boy Scout troop. Stephen McCullough, one of his troop leaders, died with him. The time for memorials and sympathy cards is long past, yet I made a point on July 28th to mark the anniversary of his death and to, well, simply remember him. And in remembering him, I found myself remembering Elise. Elise was 11, my best friend, when she was struck down by death, not by lightning, but a plane crash. For 30 years, I have held tight to her memory. Though Elise's time on Earth may have been short, her spirit continues to cast a long and not unwelcome shadow across my life. Wherever I go, whatever I do, she is there to remind me of the value of a single day, knowing that there is no guarantee that another day will follow. From the finality of Elise's death, I learned the importance of telling someone thank you or I love you presently, or risk missing the opportunity forever. It was a hard lesson to learn at age 11, that of mortality and all its consequences. And yet Elise taught me well. The fact that I have one more day always strikes me as a gift, a persistent epiphany that I owe to her. And I can't help but wonder, even hope, that Ryan's death will have the same impact on his peers. I lost contact with Elise's mother years ago. From time to time I think of finding her, if only to tell her one thing, that her daughter's memory has stayed with me throughout my life and that I am all the better for it. I don't know if it would offer much solace, given her immense loss. She not only lost a daughter that day, but her son, Rick. Perhaps some peace of mind will come from knowing that even in death, her daughter continues to offer the promise of life to another. With a perspective, I'm Holly Hubbard Preston.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.